This is KCUR 89.3. Wyandotte County, Kansas, regularly comes in at the bottom of the list of counties in the annual state health rankings. Many health groups have been working to encourage more exercise and access to health care and healthy food. But a new report released today by the Kerwin Institute for the Study of Race and Ethnicity suggests that many of the county's health problems may have environmental causes that go back decades. Heartland Health Monitor's Alex Smith spoke with Jerry Jones of Community Health Council of Wyandotte County about the report's findings.
A little over 49% of all the homes in Wyandotte County were built before 1978. Most of those are east of 635 in that northeast quadrant. And what we saw was that the EPA had identified many of these areas as areas of potential concern. Because of the age of the home, because of the economics of those particular areas, it was the EPA's assessment that there's a great probability that many of these homes may pose a threat for lead exposure. Just what the idea was, well, a lot of these homes are older, poor economic conditions, the likelihood of these homes having been renovated or renovated properly, not very likely. And then what we're also seeing in these same areas, are we're seeing high incidence of residents dying of cancer, of heart disease. We also see that they are surrounded by industry. In the northeast neighborhood, of course, there's Fairfax, and then to the south, you have Armourdale, major railroad transportation. And what we're just seeing is that there is enough there to raise a lot of serious questions about what is happening in the physical environment.
A lot of the conversations that I've heard about health in Wyandotte County have had to do with access to places to work out or healthy food. It sounds like that you all are looking at some of the history.
That's right. And in with the history, what we see is that there is also a correlation, not necessarily a causation, but a correlation between the areas where we're seeing highest incidence of repeated ED use, where we're seeing higher rates of heart disease and cancer, we're seeing higher levels of infant mortality. These are also the areas that also were redlined in the 1930s. And by redlining, after the National Housing Act was established, there were about 239 cities that were evaluated for economic investment opportunities, home lending, things of that nature. And the ratings were A, B, C, and D. A being the best, D being the worst. And when we look at the areas that are of greatest concern now, most all of these neighborhoods received a D rating. And the contractors who are responsible for conducting these assessments almost exclusively used the term Negro to describe neighborhoods that would receive a D rating. Like almost any neighborhood that you would see, and it's not just for Wyandotte County or Kansas City, but in most metro areas across the country, there's almost a direct correlation between the percentage of Negroes living in a certain place and the negative rating that a community would get. And so we're really looking at almost 80 years ago, areas that were redlined, which were essentially exclusionary policy, basically trying to steer economic investment away from a community. More than 80 years later, these are the same neighborhoods that are experiencing like horrible health outcomes in Wyandotte County. We think there is a connection.
What does this mean for you as far as, you know, just next steps or things to look into further?
We'd like to see every home tested. We'd like to see every child, every expectant mother tested or have the opportunity to be tested. We do understand that not everyone who lives in their home owns their home. So part of it would take some creative policymaking really to get homeowners, landlords, to really invest in the safety of their residents by really putting some sort of policy that requiring that all these homes are tested within a certain period of time.
It sounds like this is something that could be pretty expensive, and the state has a lot of financial challenges right now, as does the county. I mean, is it realistic right now to expect that, you know, there can be funding for the kind of inspections that you think need to be done?
I think the expense does pale in somewhat in comparison to what it costs for someone who's been potentially exposed to toxins who might have some sort of ailment, especially when we see those who are without health insurance, who have to rely on emergency services. Of course, once you've contracted a condition like cancer or heart disease, now you're talking about the cost of working with multiple specialists. You're talking about, you know, all the cost of treatment, of medications. It's probably pennies on the dollar compared to that.